The Morning Review with Lester Kivett.
Only on Cape Talk.
I am a city boy. I am a city slicker. I involve my life around issues of the urban environment. But I always love talking agriculture, especially if there are records being set. Apparently this weekend, Jumbo, the Boran Bull, was sold for a record-breaking 2.3 million rand at auction hosted by Herwitz Farming. But what makes this particular bull so special? Simeon Herwitz is the co-owner of Herwitz Farming. Let me tell you a quick story, Simeon. A couple of years ago, I spent some time in East London, in the Eastern Cape. It's probably about more than 10 years ago, and I befriended a lot of people, and a lady took a shine to me. And she says, well, you'd have to pay Labola. Okay, how much does a cow cost? So she said, what, 5,000 rand? And then she did her calculations for me. Long story short, I left East London, so I didn't pay Labola. But how does a piece of cattle go from 5,000 rand to Boran, Jumbo the Boran Bull, to 2.3 million rand? What is so special about this cow?
Hi there, Lester. Well, firstly, thanks for having me on your show. And just to correct you, he's a bull, not a cow.
Oh, apologies. Technical term, a bovine, yes.
There we go. There's the city slicker in you. Lester, yeah, look, he's, as far as cattle is concerned and as far as stud breeding is concerned, so firstly, one must categorize stud breeding versus commercial breeding versus, you know, the beef cycle and the beef chain. But as far as Boran is concerned, it's a breed of cattle, an indigenous African breed of cattle. And he's jumped ahead to legendary status. But before that, he's an incredible animal. His genetics are highly sought after, and I think that's why people were keen to spend a bit of money on him and fight for the bidding. On him, his sisters have been record-priced heifers when they were sold in their time. So one of his sisters currently previously held the South African record for a highest priced heifer. But his progeny and how he breeds and an example of his progeny were on auction on display next to him. Were superior as far as a calf crop out of various mothers. Now, one of the reproduction techniques in stud farming is embryo flushing. But embryo flushing is targeted on specific pairings, and you generally get duplicates of that progeny when they start to be born. But this particular calf crop were all of individual bulls from different mothers. So it shows the superior ability of that bull to produce and to reproduce. And, all of that came together. And the marketing certainly played its part. Previous success of the animal. And also, what's equally amazing is that the bull himself is 8 years old. So to spend that type of money on an animal that is 8 years old is a phenomenal achievement in itself. The two online platforms that we had at the auction, both being SwiftBee and Meerkat, had pre-bidding, which started the night before on the auction. And before Jumbo even entered the ring for the auction process, his pre-bidding amount was already on 600,000 rand.
Gosh, and so, you say it was quite competitive to and fro.
Very, very, very. I think there's plenty videos, going around social media, on YouTube, etc., Facebook, Instagram, of the actual event when he was auctioned. And one can see very clearly the energy and the real electricity that was vibrant in the room. And people wanted him. And there were syndicates that were made and coalitions that were made to try and achieve the ability to own the bull afterwards. But ultimately, he was bought by good friends of ours in Zambia, who are Zambian farmers with Boran and a very diverse agricultural business, and they're serious about what they're doing, and clearly Jumbo is part of their plan for the future.
Investment in cattle and also game farming is becoming very big financial decisions. People, as you say, going into consortiums, investment companies or investment vehicles, pitching and bidding for animals, particularly in the agricultural sector. It's now, instead of minerals and tech, a lot of people are investing in agriculture for very, very expensive, to put it lightly, bull semen. so that it is an investment for the financial future.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Correct. And I think what's also quite interesting is that, you know, COVID and now post-COVID and certainly during COVID worldwide, agriculture became more recognized again. I mean, agriculture has always been, you know, one of the mainstays of any economy, but it's also been there kind of in the backbone, because agricultural producers have always been producers. So people kind of, you know, tended to take agriculture a little bit maybe for granted as a producing economy or sector. But, you know, with the reality that people need to eat, it's just a necessity of life and sustainability, then agriculture became into its own again, so did energy. But with that said, there's always going to be a premium for premium stuff and premium products, and that applies to anything. That applies to motor vehicles, it applies to fashion brands, it applies to anything. I mean, even in breeding with dogs and cats, people take dogs and cats for granted, but, you know, at the top of the scale there, you'll find that those animals are also quite an expensive commodity when you knuckle down into it. And it's the same here. So, yes, once one has the ability to own such pedigree animals, and specifically with bulls, and you tap semen and you store that semen in flasks that can last for generations to come, and then bring back that semen in a few years' time for various, you know, reproduction techniques. And the value and the genetic impact that an animal, a premium animal, doesn't have to be jumbo, but anything, a premium animal has for generations is enormous.
So, I mean, just describe to our listeners, what makes Jumbo the Bull this magnificent specimen that someone would pay 2.3 million rand for, a simply, from my city seeker eyes, you know, just a bull. It's just a bull that should be, you know, enjoying the meadow, eating grass, spending time, you know, doing what bulls and cows do, and hopefully at the end of the day ends up on a plate after a braai. But what makes what makes Jumbo this magnificent specimen?
It's a fantastic question, because it does take a bit of an education behind it to understand the answer. But I think the answer would be based on three legs. Firstly, phenotypically, which means the structure of the animal is outstanding. I mean, his imperfect balance, his size for our modern agricultural conditions is excellent. His weight is perfectly on line. He's about 860 kilograms, so not too big, not too small. You know, his width and his conformation and his masculinity that comes through is already, that ticks the 10 out of 10 box. Then we talk about his genetics and the genetic factor and value of him. I touched on that earlier. That definitely has to tick a box, because that's really what the reproduction and where you're going to pair that animal in the future takes place and is important. And then thirdly, and that's his ability to produce and his ability to produce progeny, superior progeny, and really, you know, you know, he does the talking, he does the walking, but somebody's also got to do the talking, and that's where the progeny comes into it. So those three legs is really, you know, one must crystallize and must come in and blend itself into balance. And then you know, it's an auction. So there's always the ego side of it, that somebody wants this and I don't want that and I don't want to lose it, I want to get it. And that's an auction. But, you know, 2.3 million rand is a lot of money in anybody's language. And whether that's value for money is a debate, but still, it's an amazing achievement. You know, there have been other animals and other cattle that have sold for similar prices in, you know, the last couple of months. So definitely, agriculture has been coming a long way, and it's serious business, no doubt.
Simeon Howitz is a co-owner of Howitz Farming. 2.3 million rand for Jumbo the Bull, sold on auction at the weekend. A record year in South Africa when it comes to bovines. Gosh, I wish I had that kind of money.